Shema Israel.
And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, Hour of Forgiveness, was written by Joseph Mendel and is presented in observance of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement.
Softly, speak the word softly, lest men should hear.
Eloheinu ve'elohe avuseinu, our God and God of our fathers, let our prayer come before thee. Hide not thyself from our supplication. For we are not arrogant and stiff-necked that we should say, O Lord our God, that we are righteous and have not sinned.
On the eve of Yom Kippur of the year 1943 in Poland, in a solitary place seen by no eye, the words are said to be heard by no ear, softly, softly. Yet they must be heard, for if there is evil, shall there not also be atonement? Spring 1943. Not the beginning, but the beginning of the end. The ghetto of a Polish city, Vilna or Lodz or Białystok, are one of many, each with its ghetto, overflowing with violence and suffering. Yet for the moment, quiet, as the people in the small windowless cellar are quiet, talking not with the caution of the fugitive, but deliberately and with care, as people talk when they have come to the place from which there is no running away.
It is no longer possible to have illusions. We know what happened in Warsaw, in Bendon, everywhere. No one is left. We are the last.
That's not a particularly pleasant feeling, to be the last.
We must decide what to do. We can wait, sitting together in the warmth of our memories, or...
Or else?
Or else, when they come to take the first group to be deported, then we attack. We see to it that not one German leaves the ghetto alive. Yeah. Now, this is what I think, but I don't want to impose my opinion. If anybody thinks we can remain alive, we ought to discuss it.
There are the woods outside the city. We can try to escape to the woods.
Joseph, there are 40,000 people in the ghetto. Can 40,000 escape? We mustn't look for new ways of fooling ourselves.
I'm older than most of you. Please understand, I don't mean to cloak my words with wisdom, but only to say that I have less to look forward to. I have lost everyone, those that were near to me. Yet I want to live.
So do I. So do all of us.
Well, then why shall we talk of fighting, of attack, which is sure death?
We are condemned whatever we do, Sarah.
It is better to remain alive than to kill 5 Nazis or 10 Nazis.
We are not given the choice. Certainly, resistance in the ghetto won't save us, but neither will the woods. We can only choose how we will die, honorably or not.
I will do whatever is decided. Only there's no point in talking about honor and worrying about how we will be judged.
Honor is something. We are the last. They want to kill us, and we refuse to die. Let that be our honor.
I will ask an extreme question, Josef. Do you propose that we should hide and do nothing when the Nazis come so that we can escape into the woods later?
No.
No, of course not. No.
Then we are really in agreement. We resist as long as possible. And then we try to reach the woods. Is there something more that we should discuss?
What else is there to say? There was only one subject on the agenda. Death.
Erste Gruppe, Achtung! Keine verdammte Juden! Achtung! Erste Gruppe!
Death came, and still they fought. When it was no longer possible to fight, a handful escaped to the woods, and death followed.
They're coming closer.
Shh, be still.
Chaim, Mordecai, Dorcas, where are you? Answer me.
No one is left. I'm lost.
Wait! Wait for me! Take me too! I don't want to be the last!
No, I won't die. I will refuse to die.
His name was Joseph, a man of 50 with soft hands and a quiet voice. By the facts of the world in which he found himself, he should not have been alive, but he refused to die. He lived day after day, week after week, not knowing how, remembering only that it was necessary to live. He grew hard, and the hardness covered him like a mask, like the mindless face of a peasant.
You there. What's your name?
My name?
Your name. What are you called?
I'm called Joseph.
Well, what else? Are you like Joseph of the Bible?
No, like the marshal, Joseph Pilsudski.
Ah, also ancient history. I want your full name. Who was your father?
My father?
Yes, yes. What was your father's name?
My father's name.
Oh, never mind. Getting information from a peasant is worse than... Ah, you say you want work, Joseph. What can you do?
Anything. Whatever you say.
You're skin and bone, and obviously a fool. No muscle, no brain.
I will work, Your Excellency.
Ah, that remains to be seen. I'll put you in the fields, Joseph, but listen carefully. No loafing. Whoever works for me earns a hard living.
It's better than not living.
Looking at you, Joseph, I'm tempted to ask why. But some things are beyond human understanding.
Yes, Your Excellency.
His Excellency, the District Commandant of Police, gave him work in the fields of his estate. And perhaps in the dark night, there was a secret, twisted smile on Joseph's lips. But not for long. There was time only for work and sleep. The days became one, Sabbath no different from the rest, and the festivals unnoted. Only weariness remained in the mind. And hunger, always hunger. For the commandant did not pamper his peasants.
All right, Joseph, all right, here. Now, what are you waiting for? Roast duckling?
There's no meat on my plate.
I gave it to you the first time.
You spilled it. There it is on the ground.
You expect me to pick it up for you?
It's covered with filth. I'm not an animal.
Well, have it your way, Joseph. You can be a gentleman and go hungry.
I'm entitled to my share.
Every day, when I cook, I count. One peasant, one chunk of meat. There's your share on the ground.
Yeah, if he's so finicky, I'll... Oh, kick me! That's my meat!
Not anymore, I've got
it's mine, Timmy!
Hey, get him off me!
He would have killed me. Look at him. There are tears in his eyes. He's crying.
Like a wild animal. God help me.
I beheld the earth, and lo, it was waste and void. And the heavens, and they had no light. I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled, and all the hills moved to and fro. I beheld, and lo, there was no man.
Herr Kommandant, I came on business.
You Germans, there's time, Major. Enjoy your ride.
Your report has been received at headquarters. As we say it, Herr Kommandant, in the tradition of the Gestapo, we mean pure aseptic. Not a Jew left.
There's no need to be concerned. We know how to handle our Jews.
Of course. Nevertheless, it is necessary to be thorough.
Your Gestapo does not have to send someone to instruct me.
Only to suggest, Herr Kommandant.
I am aware of the nature of the Gestapo's suggestions.
When they go into hiding, the Jews, it is not always easy to find them. Now, it has been our experience that...
Excuse me, Major. You there!
Me, Your Excellency.
You, Joseph, up on your feet.
I'm waiting for the hay wagon to come back.
Never mind that. No loafing when you work for me. Well, you were saying, Major?
I was about to suggest that your men be on the alert.
You were sent from Warsaw to tell me that?
This is a time when Jews are very likely to betray themselves.
Indeed.
Tomorrow is the most important holy day for Jews all over the world. Their Day of Atonement.
My dear Major, you may be sure that here in my district, there is no one left to observe the Day of Atonement.
I thank you, Lord of the Universe, that you did not let me forget. Here, too, in this place, for me, too, it is Yom Kippur.
All over the world, in the services on the eve of the Day of Atonement, two members of the congregation rise and say the words,
"By authority of the court on high, and by authority of the court on earth, with the knowledge of the all present, and with the knowledge of this congregation, we give leave to pray with them that have transgressed."
And then the cantor sings Kol Nidre.
All Nidre, Veyesore, Vacharome, Veikonome, Veikinuye, Veikinuse, Oshabu. He could have closed his eyes and tightened his lips in silence.
while the hardness grew inward from without, and the mask on his face became his face, and he would live.
No. It is only another kind of death. I will not die.
And therefore, in the long dark room where men slept who must not be wakened, Joseph began the recital of the ancient words.
On this day shall atonement be made for you to cleanse you. From all your sins before the Lord shall ye be clean.
Here, my friends. Here's some bread for you.
Shh! Not so loud!
Go on, eat it. It's stale and hard, but I eat it. Not today. Today is Yom Kippur, and I will fast. Take the bread. Don't leave a crumb, or they'll become suspicious. Thank you, my friend. I only wish you could help me with my soup at midday.
There you are, Pan Joseph. You see, I know how to serve a gentleman. Not a drop spilled.
It's not in my mind to thank you for being so careful.
Watch your tongue, Joseph.
And watch how you set down your plate. It's half off the table.
It's my soup. I'll worry about it. It fell down. My plate fell down.
Oh, don't bother us. It's your soup. You'll worry about it.
Cook, you saw what happened. It's all gone.
What do you want me to do about it?
Well, I thought maybe you could spare a little more soup.
Maybe I could, and maybe I couldn't.
But you wouldn't.
No?
I know what kind of a person you are. You wouldn't.
Now you said just a few words too many, Joseph.
Have I?
Now I wouldn't give you another spoonful of soup. Not even half of what would go in the spoon the commandant's wife uses to stir her coffee.
What do you say to that?
Hey, Joseph, where are you going?
Outside.
We understand, don't we? There are times when a man doesn't want to look at food. Hey, Joseph?
Hashem's forsaketo. Ufi yakiti hilasecho. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. Thou sustainest the living with loving kindness. Thou supportest the falling and healest the sick. Thou loosest the bound and keepest thy faith with them that sleep in the dust.
What did you say, Joseph?
Nothing. I was talking to myself.
Stop daydreaming up there on the wagon and pile the hay. Pile it straight and flat, or else the whole load will slip off the wagon.
I'm piling it carefully. Very carefully.
Let's see, Father Dorshaw.
Stop mumbling, Joseph. The commandant is watching. Now load the hay flat, Joseph. It's higher on one side. You want it? Hey, look out, it's falling. That hay's sliding off the wagon.
See what you've done, Joseph? It was an accident, Your Excellency.
I'm quite calm, Joseph. Not at all angry, am I?
No, Your Excellency.
I only intend to be just. While the rest of the men have their meal, you will stay and load the wagon by yourself. You understand, Joseph? Until you finish, not a bite of food.
On the Day of Atonement, the congregation fasts and prays together.
Tzadikim yiru yismachu.
In a Polish field, Joseph worked, fasting, and said the prayer alone.
Then shall the just see and be glad. The upright shall exult, and all wickedness shall be wholly consumed like smoke, when thou makest the dominion of arrogance to pass away from the earth.
Your food is on the table, Joseph.
I see it.
Then eat.
I won't eat that garbage.
Eat it or not, only be still about it.
I'll show you what I think of it. There. There's your banquet, your roast duckling and white bread.
I saw what you did, Joseph.
It's not the first time, Your Excellency.
Be still, I know. You've nothing to say, Joseph? Very well. You'll observe that I'm still not angry. Take off his shirt. And what are you staring at, Joseph? My whip? My riding whip? You'll have 10 lashes to teach you not to forget yourself. You hear me, Joseph? Answer me!
I hear you.
I found you in a ditch, this crawling skeleton. But I'll make a man of you yet, if you live.
If I live, I have learned how to be a man. Softly, speak the words softly, lest men should hear.
Let our prayer come before thee. Hide not thyself from our supplication. For we are not arrogant and stiff-necked that we should say, O Lord our God, that we are righteous and have not sinned.
Softly, lest the sleepers wake. He recited the Yom Kippur confession.
May it be thy will, O Lord our God, to forgive us our sins, to pardon us our iniquities, to grant us atonement for the sin wherein we have sinned before thee, under compulsion or of free will, by hardening of the heart with utterance.
And it seemed to him that he did not pray alone, but was joined by voices long still in the cities and forests of Poland.
For the sin wherein we have sinned before thee in speech, and by wronging a neighbor, for all these, O God of forgiveness, grant us atonement. And for the sin wherein we have sinned before thee by arrogant bearing, by causeless hatred, by violence, and by terror of the heart.
By causeless hatred, by violence, and by terror of the heart.
Who were the guilty? And who asked forgiveness? Joseph lay in the dark and wept.
Lord, what is man that thou regardest him? Or the son of man that thou takest account of him? His days are as a shadow that passeth away.
On the Day of Atonement, Yiskor is said, the memorial service, to keep faith with them that sleep in the dust and ask strength for those still living.
May thy loving kindness not depart from us. Help us, O God of our salvation, to live before thee in truth and uprightness during the years of our pilgrimage.
So Joseph observed Yom Kippur. In a world that begrudged him life, he refused once more to die. It is told that in the week before Yom Kippur, God looks upon the world that he created and sees what men have made of it, and his judgment finds it undeserving to exist. And then, for Joseph's sake, for the sake of those that speak in the open and those that speak softly in the hidden places, on their account, in the hour of forgiveness, God rises from the throne of judgment and sits upon the throne of mercy. And the world continues to exist.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Rabbi Jerome Unger, Executive Director of the American Zionist Council. Rabbi Unger.
During the solemn days of penitence, the Jewish people throughout the world gather in their synagogues for fasting and prayers, which, like the prayers of Joseph in our story of today, uttered from the innermost depths of his heart, are prayers for forgiveness and mercy, prayers of faith and of praise. For the Lord is a God of mercy and justice, abounding in loving kindness and truth, forgiving iniquity and sin, and desiring not the death of the sinner, but that he return from his path and live. Through his faith, Joseph discovered the meaning of the expression, "I shall not die, but live, that I may declare the greatness of God." In a world that begrudged him life, he refused to die. So would Joseph's people. Although 6 million of his brothers and sisters perished under the Germans, a remnant lived to assert in a renascent state of Israel their faith in the dignity of man and the fact that he is created in the image of God. For a God of mercy and justice would not have permitted the world to exist without providing comfort to Joseph, a home of his own. There are other Jews working in the same fields where Joseph did who will silently whisper his prayer. Jews trapped behind an iron curtain who must speak softly in hidden places. We pray that the God of mercy and justice will redeem them and redeem also the terror-stricken Jews of North Africa from the hand of the oppressor. It is noteworthy that Jewish prayer carries with it collective responsibility for misdeeds. The words are, "We have sinned, we have transgressed." Both the individual and the entire people are accountable. It is therefore proper that we as Americans examine ourselves critically at this time. Abroad, have we always carefully distinguished between the aggressor and his victim? Here at home, have we sinned against the individual by engaging in guilt by association or character assassination? Have we failed to exercise the virtues of pardon and forgiveness that we ask for ourselves from God? Is there any among us who has not sinned? Judaism is a religion of mercy, and we are taught that sincere penitence, prayer, and charity avert the severe decree. Let us then at this atonement season resolve to cleanse ourselves of our individual and collective sins and to supplicate a merciful God to seal us in the book of life for happy, peaceful, and useful lives. Amen.
Thank you, Rabbi Unger. Our Eternal Eye Drama today, Hour of Forgiveness, was written by Joseph Mindell and was presented in observance of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. In today's cast were Roger DeCoven, Alan Bergman, Ellen Muir, Louis Van Ruten, Guy Sorrell, Danny Occo, and Stefan Schnabel. Your narrator was Norman Rose. The music was written by Morris Momorski and conducted by Roy Shield. The liturgical music was sung by cantor Robert Siegel. This is Mel Brandt speaking. This has been an NBC Radio Network production, directed by Daniel Sutter. Due to the holiday of Sukkot, the Jewish festival of the tabernacles, and Simchas Torah, the festival of the rejoicing of the law, the Eternal Light will not be heard the next 2 Sundays. We will resume our normal schedule of broadcasting on October 16th. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.